Perek Dalad Mishnevav. Hayushnaim, if there are two people, Miktas Amos of Shalzeh, Petuch Amos of Shalzeh, part of his Amos were in his friend's Amos. What's the case? In the previous Mishnah, we had discussed the case, according to the Chachamim, where you have a person who was traveling on the road, and then he fell asleep, and then it came Shabbos, and, you know, he just woke up. So the Chacham said that he's stuck where he is and only has his four Amos to walk around. So imagine now you have that with two people, and when the two people wake up, all they have is four Amos to walk around, but the distance between the two of them is six Amos. So that means they each have four Amos to walk around. There's a distance of six Amos between them. So it comes out the two middle Amos are going to be shared between one another, because from one person to the other, he has four. From the other person to the other, he has four. If there's only a six in between them, the two middle ones, you know, interconnect. So the rule is, mevin ve'ochen be'emza, you could carry and you could eat within those two amos, between both of them, both people could carry in that two amos area, because they're sharing it. As long as each one does not carry things from their outer two amos into the other, and the friend cannot carry, you know, from his outer two amos into the other. So meaning the two amos that are furthest away from each other, right, they cannot carry from one to the other, because that's not connected. Whereas the middle one, which is connected, that they can carry, you know, together. What about another case? Hayu Shlosha, there were three people. And similar scenario, they all fell asleep Erev Shabbos before it got dark. They wake up on Shabbos, now all they have is four amos to walk around. So you have one, two, and three, imagine like in a line. So they each have up to Dalad Amos to walk. Now imagine the distance between one and three was four, was exactly eight Amos, okay? And then the middle guy, the middle guy is right in the middle, you know, right by four and five, right in the middle of the eight Amos. So the rule is that, V'hein Mutar Nimo, right. So the rule is that one can go to the middle two Amos of number two, and three can go to the middle two Amos of number two, because they're sharing that area together. So, but one can't go into the, you know, outer two Amos closer to number three, and three can't go to the outer two Amos closer to number one, because that's not being shared. So the area which is being shared by the middle guy, smack in the middle of this eight Amos, so right by the four Amos breaking point, those two Amos, like Amos four and Amos five, they could all share. But everything else, you know, one can't go to the, to the end by three, and three can't go to the end by one. So that's what we're saying over here. And then again, you know, the one and three are going to be prohibited from, you know, using any areas of each other's if it's not shared by the middle guy. So Amar Rabbi Shimon says, what is this comparable? So it's comparable to three courtyards that are open one to the other. Three separate courtyards, each one open one to the other. And they're also psuchos v'shrabim. They're also open up to a rishus harabim. So now, irvu shtehen, if two of them make a erev chaseros, imham tzas with the middle one, so courtyard number one and courtyard number three, make an erev chaseros together with the middle courtyard, together with courtyard number two, he mutaris imahen v'hei mutaris ima. So one can go to two, and three can go to two, and two could go to one, and two could go to three, because one and three made an Erev together with two. However, Ushtayim Achitzonios, Asuros Zumzu. But one can't carry to three, even if he travels through two. And three can't travel to one, even if he travels through two. Why? Because they only made the Erev Chatzeros together with the middle guy. So one can go to two, and three can go to two. And two can go to three, and two could go to one. But because they didn't, one and three did not make the Erev Chatzeros amongst each other, they're prohibited to carry from one another. So to in our case, where you have the three people, right, the middle area of the two Amos is being shared. So one can eat in the two Amos over there in the middle, and three can eat in the two Amos over there in the middle, along with the middle guy, because that's all being shared. But one can't eat in the other Amos by number three, and three can't eat in the other Amos by number one. And the previous case with, you know, with two people, the two Amos in the middle, they can share, but one can't eat in the other amos of number two, and two can't eat in the other amos of number one that are not being shared. That's Rav Shimon's opinion. But the Chachamim, they're going to hold that this is all true by people. But by courtyards, they're still going to restrict this case where you have three courtyards, one, two, and three, and one and three make an eruv together with two. So they won't even allow one to go to two and three to go to two, and two to go to one and two to go to three. Because even though there is an eruv chatzeros, they're afraid that since the courtyards are so big and there's a lot of hustling and bustling, people aren't going to really be careful, and one may carry all the way to three where there's no eruv chatzeros. So therefore, in that case, they said, you know what, it's prohibited. But in the case of people, they weren't concerned that one would carry to three, because the middle guy, the middle guy over there would actually remind them, and they would only carry, in the middle area, but not from one to three. Okay, that concludes Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Zion. Mish Baba Derech, someone who is traveling on the road Erev Shabbos, he's coming back from a trip, he's going to his house. V'chashcha lo, and it gets dark, meaning it's getting very, very close to Shkia, and he's very far from his house. How far is he? 4,000 amos. But Vayamakar Ilan Ogadar, he recognizes a tree or a fence, She'ena Rechuk Mimenu, which is only at a distance of 2,000 amos from where he is. And if you were to run with all his strength, he would reach, that tree before it got dark. Elishu, if he's tired and he just has no strength or he needs to rest, so he's not going to make it, he's not going to make it to this tree, which is 2,000 amos away from him, before it gets dark. So from where he is, there's 4,000 amos to his home. There's 2,000 amos to the tree. If he can make it to the tree before Shabbos, then he's good. He can make it to his house then. Even once it's Shabbos, because there's only 2,000 amos distance. But he's too tired. He can't even make it to the tree now. So what does he do? He says, Va'amar, he says, Shifi Sasi Tachtav, let my Shvisa, my resting place, be under that tree or under that fence. And then, from there to once Shabbos comes in, I'll walk there to my house. Because the distance is only 2,000 amos to my house. So, Layomer Klum doesn't work. Why? Because he wasn't careful to stipulate exactly where he wants his 4 amos to be, under the branch or under the fence. He's not being clear with his words. He can't just say a general, I'll be by the tree, I'll be by the fence. He's got to pick a specific area. If he doesn't have a specific area where his 4 amos will be, it doesn't work. The Gemara explains as a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel that according to Rav, Loimer Klum, he doesn't say anything, meaning it doesn't work at all. Shafidul Tafel Shal Ilan, even under the tree, also that he can't even go under the tree, even though it's within his 2,000 amos, he can't even go there. And he's stuck where he is. He has 4 amos for the whole Shabbos where he is. Why? Because his Shvisa, his resting place, wasn't where he was. Because he said, hey, I want my resting place to be by the tree. But it's not by the tree either, because he didn't pick a specific spot by the tree. So he's stuck, and he only has dalanos from where he is on Shabbos. Whereas Shmuel will hold that Loimer Klum is meaning he doesn't say anything, it's only for his house. Meaning, Shahilu Beisel, since his house is far, Meikar Shal Ilan from the tree or from the fence, 2,000 amos, it's not permitted for him to go from there to his house. Because since he didn't pick a specific spot by the tree, we say, Shemar Abra Amos, that maybe the 4 amos that he was going to have is at the beginning of the branches, or the beginning of the fence, and from there till his house, it's more than 2,000 amos. So it's not going to work. Avatatha Shal Ilan, but under the tree, at least to walk to the tree, since it's within his 2,000 amos, he's permitted to go. Shekinah Madubar Kansha Kalanofa Shal Ilan, because the branches are within his own 2,000 amos. So therefore, Kalarba Amos Yatachas Ilan Batuch Chumon Hein. So he can walk till the actual tree. We let him go to those 2,000 amos. We're not as strict as Rav. But he can't go from there to his house, because he didn't say where under the tree he wants his resting place to be. And it could have been, towards the beginning of the tree, which is more than 2,000 amos from his home, then it wouldn't help him. So therefore, he can only go to the tree, but he can't go from there to his home. But if he says, Shrisasi bi kari, I want my resting place to be under the tree or under the fence, in a specific area, under that spot or under that spot, then mahalach bimakom raglav, he can go from where he's standing to that spot by the tree, because he picked a specific spot, vadi kari, all the way to that spot by the tree, a pi mama 2,000 hours on Shabbos, because it's within 2,000 hours from where he is. And then from that specific spot of the tree to his home 2,000 amos, he can continue on Shabbos. Alaf Ma'ama, comes out that on Friday night after dark, he's able to walk 4,000 amos. How's one ever able to do 4,000 amos? Because from where he was standing to the tree, he had 2,000 amos. And then he's picked a specific spot by the tree that would make from that tree to his home 2,000 amos. So he could do all this at night because he set himself up, you know, the right way before Shabbos. And therefore, this would be a permitted way. As long as he hones it on a specific spot of the tree, then he could stop where he is, you know, before Shabbos. When Shabbos kicks in and he has koach, he has strength, he can walk 2,000 amos to the tree, to the spot that he designated, and then from the tree to his home, which is another 2,000 amos, you know, a total of 4,000, and that would be permitted if he did it this way on Shabbos. I'm sorry, if he set himself up this way before Shabbos, it would be permitted for him to walk like this on Shabbos.